test to see if... Okay, Mitchell, I'm ready if you are.
In what time period, the 50s, 60s, or 70s, were you a teen?
Well, let's see. I was a teenager in the late 50s and the early 1960s.
Where did you live? What towns or towns?
I went to high school in three different cities in three different states. I went to high school my freshman year in Peabody, Kansas, and my sophomore year I went to a little school about the same size north of Houston, Texas. The name of it was Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E, but it's pronounced Humble. And then I graduated from high school. I went my last 2 years to high school just west of Kansas City in a little town called Grain Valley, Missouri. And I graduated from there in 1961.
What was going on in the world at the time? Were there conflicts or...
This was... When I was a boy growing up, this was the middle of the Cold War with Russia. And I remember when Sputnik went up, although I don't remember the exact year. I'm thinking like 56 maybe. Sputnik went up and it shocked all of the United States because it meant that we were behind and we thought we would be behind in the arms race and that there was a possibility that Russia and the communists would take over the entire world. And we were told to take all of the math and science we could take. And I really didn't want to take math and science because I wasn't very good at it and I really didn't like it. But I remember deciding as like 16 or 17 years old that I'd become an engineer because that's kind of what we were all supposed to do, to fight the communists. Then when I was like 19, was the Cuban Missile Crisis, where Cuba had missiles that were coming in from Russia and they were poised just off Florida to blow up the United States.
Okay. What were the politics like and who were the president or presidents of the time?
President Eisenhower was the president during the late 1950s, and then John Kennedy came in 1960, is that right? I think that's right. Yes, it is. And he was president then from 60 until he was killed in 1963.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I remember his being killed. I was waiting tables at a fraternity house in KU, and the cook came out of the kitchen and said the president had been killed.
What did you spend some of your free time doing when you were a teenager?
Well, let's see. I liked to hunt. And it was mainly just kind of walking around in the woods with a rifle shooting at stuff with a little .22. And I think I may have hit a rabbit once, but that'd been about it. And I most of all probably like to read books, so I'd sit around. I read an awfully lot of books. And then for a while, there was a couple years that we got into playing pool. And some of my buddies and I, when I lived in Texas, we'd go play pool maybe half a dozen Saturdays. And then when I was in Grain Valley, a couple of times we went to Kansas City and played pool in the YMCA, and we thought we were just pretty good.
Did you play sports or have any hobbies?
One of my hobbies was collecting stamps, and I still have the stamp collection somewhere that I did probably when I was 12 or 13, maybe 14 in Peabody, that I collected stamps. And then in terms of athletics, I played football, basketball, and went out for track 2 years in junior high and all 4 years in high school.
Did you have any idols, like heroes or favorite athletes?
I like Johnny Unitas, and he was a quarterback for the Baltimore Colts. I liked a defensive lineman for the Baltimore Colts. His name was Big Daddy Lipscomb. And then later in early college, I got to be quite a fan of Jerry West, who was a guard. And I always liked Kansas football and basketball.
I guess I already asked you where you attended high school.
Yeah, those three high schools in three states.
What were some of your classes or harder classes you had to take?
I hated Algebra 2 and I wasn't very good at it. And really that was about it. I was good in English, and I remember in junior high, when I was in my early teens, I didn't ever take the history book home, and I don't know that I read the history book because I already pretty much knew all of that, just having read books and things as a boy growing up. History seemed awfully easy for me.
What was the price of gas, if you can remember?
Gasoline was somewhere in the lower 30 cents. I remember once when I was in college, and I would have been like about 19, I remember filling up once in North Kansas City for 19 cents a gallon, but generally gasoline was in the lower 30s. I remember going once to Colorado and going up to Mesa Verde, and gasoline was 50 cents a gallon, and we couldn't believe it. It was on a family vacation.
What kind of car did your parents own, or did you own?
I didn't own any car until I was a junior in college, and then I had bought a wrecked car and another car that wasn't wrecked, and I took the motor out of the one and put it in the other. And it was a 1946 Ford. And I had that when I was a junior. And then, as I recall, maybe when I was growing up, we had, I remember a 1952 Dodge. And it seems, oh, and then a 1955 Chevrolet was what we had most of the time. For about 3 years when I was in high school, we had a 55 Chevrolet. That's right. And it would have been about 8 years old.
What were some problems that you had faced growing up when you were a teenager?
I don't really remember any problems. I didn't like leaving my friends and moving so much. But I don't really remember any... I don't remember any problems.
What kind of jobs did you have as a teenager?
Two summers I spent working for my father as a mechanic's helper on a truck line that he owned. And then I spent one summer when I was in junior high helping a farmer in Peabody bale hay. And then I spent, probably that would have been 18 or 19, I spent one summer putting up chain link fence in the Kansas City area. And then one summer, I worked two jobs. I worked, I worked 8 to 4. Yeah, I worked 8 to 4 as a mechanic in a local garage in Green Valley, just kind of doing a little bit of everything. And then I worked the 4 to midnight shift in a steel fabrication shop, and we were building radar screens for what was then called the Distant Early Warning System in Alaska. So I worked, what would that have been, 16 hours, I guess, yeah.
What were some of the, like, modern clothes fashions of the time period?
Button-down shirts came into being in the 1950s, and we wore spiked leg trousers that kind of tapered down to the ankle. It was called the Ivy League look. And in the back, in the back, kind of right above your bottom, was always a buckle. And the buckle, I don't know what the buckle was for, but there was a buckle. And let's see. Oh, we always wore penny loafers and white socks.
Did you have a draft number?
Yeah, I did. We had to sign up when we were 18, and I signed up with the Lee's Summit, Missouri Draft Board. And I did have a number, and I don't remember what it was. I think it was Social Security number, but I don't know that.
Besides the Cold War, what were some other conflicts that were going on at the time in the 18?
Well, there was the Cuban Missile Crisis, where Castro had gotten together with Russia and had put missiles in Cuba, and we had airplanes that flew over and took pictures of the missiles, and then we also took flyover pictures of the Russian fleet bringing the missiles to Cuba. That happened later when I was probably 19 and I was in college. Before that, there was the kind of the famous incident that Gary Powers, the U2 incident, where we were flying over Russia and we had one of our spy planes shot down.
How did the people react where you lived during the time of this conflict?
Well, the Cuban Missile Crisis, I remember, because I think I was a sophomore at KU, 19 probably. And I remember that I was dating your grandmother, and we were both worried that there might be a significant problem, and that we were worried that Kansas City might be a target, and we were worried that there might be an invasion from the Russians. And so we decided that wherever your grandmother was at the time at KU at Lawrence, I would go try to find her in the event of an attack, and that she should stay put wherever it was she was, and I'd go try to find her. But I remember we were really upset. I remember calling home two or three times and talking to my mother, and she was upset about the Cuban Missile thing. It was a big deal.
How did you personally, react to it? Just on your own, what were you going to type of thing? What were you just going to do?
To the missile crisis thing?
Or to any conflict?
To any conflict. What was I going to do? Well, it really wasn't much I was going to do. And I guess my main thoughts were to try to stay in school and survive. That I didn't see there was much I was going to do. I did not think about leaving school and joining the Army.
Well, that's it. Finished.